Chapter 23. May I ask you something? And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. Deuteronomy 11, verse 19. James 1. On a certain day, Prudence wanted to know what Christiana had taught her children. May I ask your boys some questions? Christiana agreed. Prudence started with the youngest one. Come, James, can you tell me who created you? God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, he answered without hesitation. Well done, my boy. And can you also tell me who saves you? James nodded. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Also correct, my boy. But how does God the Father save you? By his grace. And how does God the Son save you then? By his righteousness, his death, his blood, and his life, James answered. And, Prudence wanted to know, how does God the Holy Spirit save you? By making our heart light and new and by keeping us, James answered right away. Prudence turned to Christiana with gladness. You are to be praised, mother, for raising your children like this. I think I do not need to ask the other boys anything anymore. The youngest one of them, James, knows the answers so well already. But now I am going to ask Joseph some questions. Joseph's turn. Come, Joseph, may I ask you some questions too? Prudence asked. Joseph nodded with gladness, with all my heart. What is a human, Joseph? A reasonable creature. He is created by God, but my brother said that already. Right, Joseph. But why must we be saved? Because man is in prison and sits there in his misery. He brought himself there by his sins. And why do we need a triune God to save us? Because sin is so great and powerful. It is a tyrant. We are in his clutches. No one can take us out of this except for God. And God is so good and full of love to man that he also does that. He takes them out of this misery. Very good. Do you also know why God wants to save poor sinners? What is his aim? He does that to glorify his own name. And not only does he do this to glorify his name, but also his grace and his righteousness. And he also does it to give salvation to his children and make them joyful forever. Yes, that is a good answer. And who are those who will be saved? Do you know that too, Joseph? Yes. Those are the people who accept his salvation by his grace. Joseph, Prudence said, your mother taught you very well, and you have done your best. You listened to what she told you. Also Samuel. Then she looked at Samuel, the second oldest boy. Come, Samuel, may I ask you some questions too? Yes, he answered, while he walked up to her, of course you may. What is heaven, Samuel? That is the most blessed place and state. It is blessed there because God lives there. And what is hell? A place where you experience the most terrible pain and sorrow. That is because sin, the devil, and death live there. That is true, Samuel. Would you like to go to heaven? Samuel nodded. And why would you like to go there? so that I may see God and serve Him without getting tired of it. I also want to see Christ. There I may love Him everlastingly. Not until I am there will I be full of the Holy Spirit. I would never be able to enjoy this fullness on earth. Very good, boy, Prudence smiled. You learned your questions well. Matthew answered the last questions. Then she looked at the oldest boy, whose name was Matthew. Come, Matthew, shall I ask you some questions too? Yes, of course, that is fine, he answered. Well then, I ask you, has there ever been anything which existed before God? Matthew shook his head. No, for God is eternal. Before the first day of creation, there was nothing beside himself. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is. And what do you think of the Bible? The Bible is the holy word of God. Do you understand everything which is written therein? Not everything. And what do you do when you come across something which you do not understand? Then I think, God is wiser than I am. I also pray, if He will make me understand what He thinks will be good for me. And what do you believe of the resurrection of the dead? I believe that everyone who is buried will rise again. They will be the same people as before, only they will not be able to die anymore. And why do you believe that? I believe this because God promised that He will do so, but I also believe this because He can do it. I firmly believe that. Then Prudence said to the boys, You must always listen to your mother, for she can teach you more. And also listen to good conversations. Then open your ears wide, for God's people talk about these good things for your sakes. Also pay close attention to what heaven and earth teach you. But especially think much about the book, for this made your father go on this journey. And boys, as long as you are here in this beautiful house, you may also ask me everything. I would enjoy it if you would do so, and I would love to help you to serve the Lord more. Explanation. Why do we go to church? Is that only for ourselves to be saved? If it is well, we also go to church because the Lord is worthy of it. The Lord wants to be honored there. When can you honor the Lord? Only when you know something of Him. Does this high and holy God desire that? Does He want boys, girls, and older ones to learn to know Him? Is God not too high and too holy? Does He not live too far away? Boys and girls, the Lord indeed lives on high. He is a holy majesty. And yet, He also dwells in the heart of common people like you and me. That cannot be understood. But the Lord does so. Is this not a miracle? What is the reason, if you know nothing about this, that you do not know the Lord? That is because of our sin. The most terrible thing is that you feel no sorrow about it. Then you do not miss the Lord and you do not need Him either. How can that change? How can you learn to know the Lord again? The Lord uses His word for that. Therefore, it is so good to study it much. Maybe you also need to learn questions and answers. Try to learn them by heart as much as you can. But above all, ask the Lord if you may also know something of it in your heart. Ask if He will teach you about the way of salvation by His Holy Spirit.